Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12-3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
All right, welcome back. Let's go out to the fan hotline, brought to you by Sullivan Super Service. We are joined once again by our 93.7 The Fan MLB analyst, former big league pitcher Matt Clement. Matt, we've spent a good chunk of the day talking about this Jeff Passan article that came out that talked a ton about the Pirates' offseason plans. It was meant to be a free agency and offseason preview for the entire league. And most of the article was about the surprising moves the Pirates might make this winter as a former big leaguer. What's your reaction to it?
Well, I think as a resident of Pittsburgh, it's exciting, right? Like to have an article that's talking about the Pirates in a spot where you're hoping that they take a jump this year and get in the playoffs. So I think first and foremost, it's very exciting. And almost like, you know, we've had some conversations over this time I've been doing it with you two and about like, hey, we at least want to see the effort and to see that number that they, you know, that he alluded to that they threw out for Naylor is making the effort. And so let's hope, you know, some of it comes to fruition. I think the specifics of it are really intriguing.
Matt, the prevailing thought is that the Pirates, like, they've also been connected in this Passan article to Kyle Schwarber, which I think would set the fan base alight. He hit 56 home runs. He's, like, one of the best power hitters in baseball. And as a lefty at that ballpark, I think people think he would feast. We always hear, though, for premium free agents that they would have to overpay. In your opinion, like, what does that look like? How much? If the going rate for Kyle Schwarber is he wants $30 million a year, realistically, how much extra money would they have to pay a guy like that to get him to come to Pittsburgh, in your opinion?
Well, I think that, like, first off, I think it's genius. And we got off the last time we did this, and we talked a lot about Real Muto. And the name that was next to come up if we had more time for me was Schwarber, because I think it's a no-lose situation. So what's realistic? Maybe if you're talking a three-year deal for 90, are you talking a three-year deal for 100 or 105? And here's why I think it's genius. Like, it'll bring complete excitement to the Pirates fans, to everybody else. It gives them this massive power bat. And can you imagine the balls he's going to be hitting in the river in that situation? And here's why I think it's great. You know, it's a no-lose situation because deadline comes around. The Cubs and the Phillies are probably going to be in the race, more than likely. It's not working out. They are going to – those teams he played for, he is loved. He's a leader. Like, he's respected. The city loves him. Those are easy moves, an easy move for you to make, or even the Yankees with the short porch and right field. Somebody's going to take him, even if he's batting 180 with 15 home runs, because that amount of money for those teams is nothing. So I think it's like a no-lose situation. I'm so happy to hear his name come up.
Do you actually give it any chance of happening?
I do, because I think that, like, you know, as everybody's worrying about pitching right now, more so than loading up bats, you know, is it a likely situation that could happen? It's probably, you know, if I had to put the percentages, it's a 25 or less for sure. But I think it has some legs to it. And I just think that, like, the fact that if the Pirates do get involved and try to get him here, It's an exciting situation, and I think that would be a good thing that you could do. And I think that, like, how do you do that, right? If the next question is how do you do that, a couple of DFAs came up yesterday that, like, caught my eye. One was Chris Morel in Tampa, and the other was J.J. Blade, who has some ties back in this area. And, like, I think Morrell is, like, I would already be on the phone with him if I could be, or however that works with the FA, because he fills your third base role. He could play corner outfield. I'd have to guess he could be your platoon right-hander with Horwitz at first if he can play third base in the MLB. And this has got to be a guy that, like, you know, he didn't get his playing time he wanted last year. Like, he didn't perform as well. Probably had, I'm assuming, had some injuries in there and everything else. But this guy wants to go somewhere where he can get on the field and produce and play again, not necessarily to a big contender. And the Pirates have had a history of doing a lot of deals with the Rays. So, like to me, those are two names that just came up that just jumped off the sheet to me.
Not always good deals, I would say, with the Rays, but that's neither here nor there. Give me your perspective as a former player. We know that the Pirates have also been embroiled in stuff right now where there's a story that came out last week that Paul Skeens wants to be on the Yankees ASAP, and that there's this lack of maybe belief that the team is going to do things necessary to build around him. If a team like the Pirates, without that kind of track record, Matt, of making a splashy acquisition, were to actually make one and get one of these over the finish line, what do you think it does realistically for some of the guys in that room who haven't seen it happen like this and suddenly would see a big name come in? Like, can you describe what that does to a clubhouse from somebody that's actually been in clubhouses as a player?
Well, I think the impact would be big. It would bring in energy. And you know, like, anytime you could go into spring training with, like, the legit hope to compete and win, it's you know, you're a professional ball player, and it's the greatest job in the world. You're getting to do it, so you have that side of things. But when you're there and you've been there for a little bit of time and you have the chance to compete and win, it changes the energy around everybody. And, you know, I got to thinking the other day too, like, it's crazy, but this, you know, Skeens now has 2 years under his belt, and, you know, before you blink, it's going to be on the verge of free agency. So I you hate that to be the case, but when you have a talent like him, like, you really can't wait around to do it. And I think that's why some of this talk is starting to happen, because if they wait too long, he's going to be in pinstripes, or he's going to be in Dodger blue, or whatever the case may be. And you can't even blame him if you wait too long and if he doesn't get the chance to compete. How can you blame Paul Skeens for wanting to do that if it gets to that point? So, Matt, I think there's a little bit of like urgency with this, in my opinion.
Matt, do you put any legitimacy on that article that you would have somebody who's a teammate of Paul Skeens tell a reporter in New York City that all he talks about is trying to be a New York Yankee and he wants out as quickly as possible?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahora hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
You know, I feel I don't put legitimacy to it, only because I'm trusting, and I haven't personally met Paul Skeens, but I look at him as a person and how he talks and the stuff he does with the military and kind of his path and the quality of person he seems to be and how smart he has been so far. So I just don't see him being that person that's always talked about it. Could it have came up? You know, that could be an embellished conversation of, you know, hey, Paul, where's the three places you'd go play if you became a free agency? And one of them was New York that came out of his mouth, and that turns into he can't wait to get out of Pittsburgh and get to New York.
Yeah.
You know, it could be something as simple as that to me. And I just think, like, different person, I might believe it. But the way he's been so buttoned up with the media and with his comments, I don't believe it.
Matt, the other thing from this Jeff Passan article that almost, like, I think strikes Pirates fans as maybe more realistic is Passan floating the very serious possibility that the team will give Connor Griffin every chance to be their opening day shortstop, to just make the roster as a teenager. No Super 2, no nothing, no service time. It's just, this guy is the best player in the minor leagues, best position prospect. We're going to put him up there on the team. He would be, I believe, Pony, the youngest everyday regular since Juan Soto,
yeah.
The first teenager to be an everyday starter like that. What do you think are both the pros and potential cons, I guess, of actually doing something like that with a prospect of Griffin's stature?
Well, I mean, the cons are easy. If it doesn't work out, you could stun him mentally if it doesn't work out. The pros are, again, like I said last time, the first free agent offseason move I'd make is I'd sign him to a big extension. And I'd throw my foot down. I'd get him signed early. And everything's grading out like he is going to be this person. It's the kind of chance the Pirates have to take that other franchises are taking. So I think the pros way outweigh the cons, because if this guy's the stud that you think he is, I look at the big picture of it, right? He's the top prospect in baseball. He's obviously buttoned up pretty good, and he has this mentality and to get to where he got to so quickly. So the one negative that I threw out there, you could stun him mentally, whatever the case may be. He's going to be able to handle that to be your guy anyway. So like you know, a great player is going to do that, or he's not going to do that. And that's kind of irrelevant in the process for me. You know, again, I think it just creates this major energy in a situation where you wouldn't have to bat him at the top of the order early in the year either. Put him at the bottom of the order, you know, and things go really well. All of a sudden, he's in the two hole. Or, you know, if things don't, you leave them there, and then you just kind of just keep your temperature on it and take care of him early so he has a chance to succeed.
Matt, this article we've talked about the entire interview has obviously been widely read and talked about everywhere. I do feel like it puts a lot of pressure on the Pirates now. If they don't make the moves that they've been linked to or connected to in this article, I think for a lot of Pirates fans, it's going to feel like a letdown. And maybe if the bar wasn't set so high by this article, if they just made decent moves, like medium-sized moves, fans might be excited for that. But now I think fans expect a lot. So what's your reaction to that?
Yeah, I understand where you're coming from there. Like there's new expectation as of yesterday. I couldn't tell you how many text messages I got about that article and how excited some of the lifer Pirate fans were. So it does raise it up. I just think, but I also think that, you know, you make the effort, like you've kind of helped. He did the Pirates a major favor by talking about the Naylor effort they made. You make the effort and then you make some other moves. It doesn't come down as quite as much a disappointment. I think just a couple people to kind of, they're going to get a starting pitcher. In my opinion, I know everybody thinks, oh, they got all these starters, they're good, whatever. They're going to get a starting pitcher and a reliever. Kind of my dream one would be like, can we go get Ranger Suarez? Because it seems like he's, in that article, it seems like he's not going to quite get the value of how he's produced. But to put a softer toss and lefty in the middle of all these power right-handed arms would be like a dream. But they're going to get somebody in that Merrill Kelly, Giolotto, Bassett, Littell, like somebody in that range of people they're going to grab. They've done a pretty good job at plucking these relievers too. And one that's kind of stood out to me was Luke Weaver from the Yankees. That guy that has had some success, his value's down now because he struggled a little bit this year. But every time somebody leaves the Yankees and comes to a less pressure situation, which we can call Pittsburgh a less pressure situation,
yeah.
You know, you hit the jackpot. So you know, I think if they're smart with their moves and they don't hit the big splash ones, and they do a good job with the Keller trade, which we've talked about a lot. Like it can still be successful without going and getting one of the top five free agents.
Matt Clement, our 93.7 The Fan MLB analyst. Thanks again, Matt. Appreciate it, brother.
Thanks, guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas de DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3 hasta agotar existencias. Selección varía por lugar.